this has been one of the most challenging periods that the foundation has operated in. As you can imagine, most of our beneficiaries and organizations that we work with, we are used to face-to-face. And so when the lockdowns were first announced, some of the big challenges that we faced was how do we continue supporting schools when schools are closed, educators when schools are closed, and how do we support students that are in our bursary program as well as the entrepreneurs in our program. But I must say that we have worked on quite a number of innovative ways of continuing to engage and supporting those that that are in our program and those that work with us. And I would say that under the circumstances, we did manage to, you know, to get through to most of the plans that we had in the beginning of the year.
Talk us through some of those educational initiatives that you've been engaged in, about.
So Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation implements its goal and its mandate through its partner entities, Adopted School Foundation, which works in schools throughout South Africa, as well as KST, which works in schools in the Free State. We implement what we call Whole School Development Program, which really focuses on the whole school from infrastructure development, supporting educators, school leadership, as well as youth development in the schools, and critically making sure that all the elements of a school work together. And we also know that, you know, the socioeconomic impact that learners face translate into the classroom performance. And so we're also piloting a program that we call TARI, Program for Supporting Women and Children.
Now, so far in the year 2021, have you managed at all to reach some beneficiaries as planned? And I know it's early days, but, you know, perhaps you can also talk us through some of the plans that you have.
Yes. One group of beneficiaries that we are interacting with actively right now are the students that are in our bursary program. As you may know, universities did close, but some are writing exams right now. And one of the key things is making sure that we support the students to write exams successfully, as well as making sure that those that need to go through the work readiness programs are able to do so. Other beneficiaries that we work with are through Black Umbrellas, which works with entrepreneurs and supports 100% Black-owned entrepreneurs. And those are entrepreneurs that are in our program, in our incubators, and we've been supporting them through, you know, making sure that those that require support, funding support during this period to continue. But we have moved most of our program online. So now we have our incubation. It's actually a virtual incubation platform where everyone can access the services, including the mentorship and the coaching, which is quite critical during difficult periods like we are experiencing right now.